Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Howdy, hour number two, coming to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. What's up? What's going on? Tiki and Tierney with you here. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Get to do a little football here. Carson Wentz getting paid. CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM, Channel 206. Speaking of getting paid, I want to get this to people early, then we'll get right to the Wentz stuff real fast. Because I know a lot of people are obviously studying this. The Warriors, I don't think the line's going to move. I don't. Because I believe that this has already been built in. The Sharps fully expect, as do I, Klay Thompson to play tonight.
Yep.
So, unlike the other day when I kept warning you from 6 to 5 to 4 to 3.5, which is what it went off at, 3.5 in most books, Warriors at minus 4.5, I don't think that changes, just in case you want to get something in there. The adjusted line, this could be an interesting play. If you think the Warriors are going to come out and shoot lights out and maybe get a little extra help from the refs. You know how that goes sometimes.
Need a long series.
Maybe. The adjusted line is minus 11.5, but that would pay plus 210 if you want to mess around with that. If you think the Warriors win big, and if you want to put a little coin on the series price the rest of the way, right now the Warriors, despite losing 2-1, they are even money. The Raptors are minus 130. They're up 2-1. Okay. Speaking of money, 128 mil, 107 guaranteed. Carson Wentz, terrific player, a little bit banged up. Your first reaction?
It's the right deal. And I hate it. I hate that I'm saying it's the right deal. 32-ish million per year over the course of the deal, because quarterbacks seem to get paid as soon as you just have a couple of good seasons and it's guaranteed. But this is a quarterback-driven league. They are much more than just the player on the field, obviously. They are the face of the franchise. They are the outward and forward leader for all the media attention that comes to the team. It's unique here in Philadelphia because of Carson Wentz's health issues that BT mentioned. He's not their champion. They won a championship after decades of not having one. It finally happens, and the hero is not quarterback Carson Wentz. It's Nick Foles, who is now with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So it's odd, even though he still was the man. And last year feels like it was a down year for him, but he still completed like 69% of it. Maybe almost 70% of his passes. He had, you know, a double digit more touchdowns than interceptions. He's still that leader. Now, there's the things he got to work on, as we've heard from some of his former teammates about how his attitude, but that he'll grow into that leadership role. So my initial reaction is, yeah, he is. It's just the right deal because it has to be the right deal. That's the way it works for quarterbacks, for a guy who has all the requisite skill sets other than some injury issues.
All right, I got a couple of things I want to throw at you that I think is an interesting way of viewing the entire quarterback landscape. Because, listen, we could get fixated on numbers, whatever.
Yeah.
They are what they are. Eventually somebody's going to surpass him, and then somebody's going to surpass him. It is what it is.
Yeah, he didn't surpass the average of Russell Wilson.
Russell.
But he did surpass the total guarantee.
Correct.
$107 million.
Which is 107. But you talk about before I do what I think will be interesting, the tweak of personality, right? Or however you want to frame it, and you just said that before. I don't hear that about Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear that about Mayfield right now. I don't hear that about Sam Darnold. I don't hear that about Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
I know Wentz is more talented than Dak, but I don't hear that about Dak.
Yep.
I don't hear that about Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure? And I don't even know what he needs to tweak. To me, that's just like such a broad-based, random critique.
Mm-hmm.
Change what? I mean, every time I see him, he's smiling.
Yeah.
He's playing hard. That's why he got hurt.
Because he dove
face first into the end zone in L.A.
I agree.
But what does he have to change?
This is not my report. It's what comes from...
No, I know. I hear you. What do you think they... What is it based on?
It's based on someone who's disgruntled because they're not there anymore. And so it But it was informative because he actually talked about it, Carson Wentz. He said, yeah, there is some growing up that I need to do. And look, it happens. He's a young player. It's not like he's 30 years old and been in the league for 8 years. He's been in the league for three. He's had a bunch of injury issues. And it's kind of fighting this weird perceptual inferiority. It's odd to say that
because is it only because of the Super Bowl? What if Foles would have lost?
Okay. It's because
just that, which is the big thing. Not to minimize, not to say just. But.
Dude, you're not gonna see this. Like this type of situation just doesn't happen all the time. You have a stud who you draft number two overall.
Man, didn't you move up to get him? Did they move up a slot to get that?
Yes, they did. So you draft number two overall.
Yeah.
He actually lives up to it.
Yes.
And is about to win the MVP. And in the second year, the year that they went to win the Super Bowl, he tears up his knee. And it's like, oh man, it's the curse. We're cursed. We got to win the Super Bowl. Oh, Nick Foles. Oh, yeah.
Big Nick.
Yeah, Nick's going to come in and get it done, sure. And he went to the Super Bowl.
I know.
In spectacular fashion.
I know.
So who's the hero?
And he was the underdog in every game, right?
Every game.
They were the underdog.
Every game.
So they were losing the Vikings game.
They
were losing 7-0, and I'm pretty sure Case Keenum was driving.
Yep, and threw an interception.
At least going to get 3 points. Yep. Minimally, you're down 10-0. Instead, the whole game flipped.
You're right. And then,
wow.
And then Nick Foles becomes the man.
And they didn't really – and was it the – I know. Wasn't it the Atlanta game when – they started doing the RPOs when they unleashed him a little bit Peterson said, okay, because they weren't playing well against Atlanta.
Yes, you're right.
In Philly.
Because that's not necessarily what Nick Foles does well, but Nick Foles proved he's a champ, man.
Big Nick's doing okay for himself.
He is. He's doing okay. So Carson Wentz is in this you can imagine how odd that was for him. In his second year, he's becoming his dream. Like when you're a young kid and you're playing football and you ascend to the starter in middle school and you're the starter in high school and you go to college and you're the guy. It's like, man, I have this dream of being a star in the NFL. And it's happening for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually happening. And then he tears his ACL and then the other guy wins the Super Bowl and becomes a Super Bowl hero.
Yeah.
Think about how odd that is.
We might not ever see that again, especially when you factor in where he went to college.
Yes.
Like the most, I know they're a powerhouse for their level.
But he's not the prodigy. Right?
No.
He's not like Trevor Lawrence is going to be when he comes out in
from
2 years.
From Clemson. I agree. Or Tua from Bama. Or we'll see what happens with Kyler Murray. All right. So let me frame it this way. I'm going to throw a bunch of names at you. Mm-hmm. And you'll see some, or you'll hear, or see if you're watching us, some obvious omissions here. But I'm doing it for a reason here.
Yeah.
Because my time frame is 5 years.
Yep.
And that obviously takes away Brady, Breeze, Big Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one or two others, but we'll see. For the next 5 years, I throw names at you. You tell me who you would rather want. Some are a little bit obvious, but I'm going to throw them at you anyway. The name I give you or Carson Wentz?
Gotcha.
You ready?
Gotcha.
Okay. Rodgers. Five years. Now, again, 5 years, he's going to be 40. I'm just
I'm
saying.
I'm still going to take Aaron Rodgers.
So am I, but I just want everybody to realize. He's 35.
Even though he's
not 30.
He's kind of had similar, not the same type of injury issues, but the lack of availability injury issues. They've kind of been the same.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd still take Rodgers.
Okay, so you take Rodgers for the next five over Wentz, as do I. Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
As do I. Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck.
No hesitation.
He's turning into
no doubt about it. 100%.
I'm not a Colts fan, but I'm excited to see him play next year.
Hey, listen, they have built that team for the shell, the interior lines.
No,
they're going to be really good. Mahomes. Yep. Mayfield. It's just where it gets a little interesting here.
That is the toughest one that I think you're going to give me. Because I think I know who Baker Mayfield is,
mm-hmm.
but I actually don't know who Baker Mayfield is.
You want to see a little turmoil, and we'll probably get it
exactly.
this year.
Exactly. I'm going to say Wentz.
I'm going to say Mayfield.
Yeah.
I just don't know yet.
I believe that Baker, it will ultimately be Baker. If you ask me this 365 days from now.
Well, that's the whole object.
I'm sure I'd say Baker. But right now, I'm going to say Carson.
That's a tough one.
It's a rough one.
I wish this would be as hard for you. I know it's not going to be, but
we got to figure out how Baker handles egos.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, seriously.
It's one thing that when they insert you in the middle of a Thursday night game that you're losing and you're a loser franchise, your first completion, you come back, you You beat the Jets. They unlocked the Bud Light freezers. Remember that?
That's right.
Now you're expected to win. Yeah. So he'll deal with some adversity. I believe he'll deal with it well.
I think so also.
All right, but so you're going to say—
I don't know yet, though.
Mayfield.
Carson Wentz was close to an MVP. It's hard to not remember that.
Understood. So you'll go Wentz. I'll say Mayfield, all due respect to Carson Wentz. Darnold.
Wentz. You're biased. You can say Darnold.
I don't know if I feel it. It's close. Yeah. You know, I really think Sam's going to be really good.
But he hasn't done exceptional things yet.
He didn't flash like Mayfield did, but Baker also had more weaponry. I will say Wentz for now over Darnold, but I love Darnold. Yeah. And I know he's going to be good. But I got to see one.
I don't like Darnold.
I do. Well, I mean, yeah, I do. But
he and his 58% completion percentage.
Stop. Deshaun Watson or Carson Wentz next 5 years. This is an interesting one, too. Next 5 years. Also ripped up his knee.
Yeah. Had same type of injury issues. He's such such a winner, though.
Oh yeah, I hear you.
I'm gonna go Deshaun Watson. I'm biased against the black quarterback.
Come on, don't say that. Now you make me look like the bad guy for taking the white quarterback.
You're racist.
if I was racist, you think I'd be touting Geno Smith all those years like an idiot? Oh, Geno's gonna be good. Geno's got a good arm. He's got quick feet. That was the only idiot saying that.
That was just wishful thinking.
That was me and the Jets.
Yes.
Deshaun Watson, I will say Carson Wentz. I will say Carson.
That's a close one as well because he's so smart. And he's, like, beloved. Not that Carson Wentz isn't and won't be.
Yep.
But everybody loves Deshaun Watson.
It's close. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not close. I just like Carson, you know.
It's interesting as you're going through this.
And there's a point why I'm doing this.
But I'll just unveil. Just to take a time.
Yeah, sure.
30.
Yeah, I got you.
Didn't it feel like it was a time not too long ago when you had to search for, like, the really good quarterbacks in this league, young quarterbacks in this league. Mm-hmm. It's not the case anymore.
No.
It's you got yours. Yep. You got yours. It's just very few that you're like, yeah, you're screwed.
There's not. Yeah, you're screwed. I actually did it. I did this. I may have done this on Tops. Mm-hmm. I did this somewhere, Twitter, whatever. I wrote some. I believe it's the healthiest the quarterback position's ever been.
There's no doubt.
Because of that point. Yeah. I mean, usually every year you go back to the 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s, there's 5, 6, 7 teams they are in. Their quarterback, it's an eyesore. Right. It's a dumpster fire. It's a death trap. They're terrible. They have no chance.
Nope.
Even the teams where you wouldn't say, you know, Nick Foles is the future of the Jaguars, but you know what? Nick Foles is competent.
You're right.
Nick Foles is a gamer.
I agree.
So I believe that I'm with you. Quarterback spot's terrific. All right, so I'm going Carson. You're going Deshaun. Cam Newton, 5 years. It's a long time for Cam.
Wentz.
Okay.
Wentz.
Just setting the scene up for everybody else.
Cam Newton's got a— he's being forced to play a different game than he's played for the majority of his career.
Now, it kind of helped him out a little bit, don't you think?
And he had a fantastic season.
Percentage-wise.
I mean, look at his— you just look at it. He had almost 68% completion percentage.
He was
historically sub-60. You're right. So it's helped him, but the success is different. It's a different kind of way for him to win. We'll see if he can do it on a consistent basis and stay healthy.
Okay. So the reason
I'd say Wentz.
Did I miss anybody, by the way? Again, if you just
like
tuned in.
The young guy. So you're not talking about the—
Kyler Murray. I need to see him play a little
probably
bit.
Probably Matt Ryan would be the only one that you would
include. I thought about Matt.
But he's closer. Yeah, I hear you.
And I am always pro Matt Ryan. Yeah. I always am. People forget when he lost to the 49ers with Kaepernick, he threw for 396 yards that day.
Yeah. Right. Wasn't his
396
loss.
Against the Niners defense. And this is a while ago that Justin Smith was on that day. Cowboys on the defensive line. They had a slew of linebackers that were really good. Willis was— that was a good defense.
Yeah. Maybe Mitch Trubisky. You Mitz?
I can't say. Mitch Trubisky, it's not a conversation.
Stop.
No way.
I'd say Wentz.
No, I can't do that. Who else? We didn't really mention Dak. I mean, Dak is kind of more seemingly positioned as a byproduct of Zeke and the O-line. But I'll throw it. Dak or Wentz next 5 years.
I would say
Wentz. You know
Wentz,
he's reliable mentally.
Of course.
Strong kid, fast.
I would say Wentz. But he's in, and I hate to say it because he's 3 years in already.
Look at his numbers.
He's on his fourth year, and he's gonna get paid also. Because,
look at those numbers.
Because Jerry loves— I know.
Pretty good.
I hear you.
Amari Cooper, he did what, you but, know, he but made do him look
you,
pretty good.
But do you feel like they win because of him? That's the challenge with him. And I think the answer is yes, but because I'm a little bit uncertain about it.
You say Wentz.
I say Wentz.
That's fair. And I would probably say the same exact thing. The one thing that I would add, if you asked me that question 365 days ago, yeah, not 365 yeah. days from now,
you would
to flip
no.
it, I would have said, no, he was more a byproduct. He was kind of yep. along for the ride. He's grabbing the steering wheel a lot more than he used
which
to.
Which is why he's going to also get paid $30 million.
Oh, he's
going to
get paid. Now, if we omitted one, feel free to get us on Twitter. But the reason I throw these names at Tiki, because now, so we have Rodgers, Luck, we have Russell Wilson, we have Mahomes, I have Mayfield, you have Wentz, but it's certainly close. Mm-hmm. I believe Darnold's in the conversation, but I still have Wentz for now. So do you. Deshaun Watson, you give Deshaun the nod. I give Wentz the nod. Cam, he's getting a little bit old, a little bit banged up. So for 5 years, that's too long to invest in him over Wentz. That's a lot of names that we said we would take over Carson Wentz, okay? Not even counting Kyler Murray, whatever mm-hmm. happens. For a guy who's making $107 million guaranteed.
Yeah, but they got to spend the
that's
money.
That's a little worrisome there.
It is, and it's this has frustrated me for years, BT. I've told you this. Like, there's no like, prove-it level. For quarterbacks
yeah.
to be
no,
paid. There's no like, all right, how about 16 for 2 years, right? And then mm-hmm. and then we'll pay you 30. It's you pay quarterbacks this, an exorbitant amount of money, and nobody else can get paid like that. You give a running back that money, everybody, you know, I don't know, lights their hair on fire. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the way that it is. It's creating this inequity, and it's not – you don't feel it yet, but there's – It's coming, and I know it's going to happen. There's just this inequity in the locker room mm-hmm. that is based solely on how much money quarterbacks are making and how much guaranteed money they get. $107 million.
Yeah, but you know what?
Right? That's not.
Is that really that much money when you consider John Wall's making $41 million next year
no,
with the point guard with the
but I'm talking. But when you're talking about like Le'Veon Bell, who's one of the best running backs in the league, it struggles to get 40 guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So and he was great, and he has a limited lifespan, which is probably the point. But it still creates this. It's coming. Like this, it's going to come to a head at some point. I can feel it. Because it feels unfair. Even though it's probably not unfair, it feels unfair.
Interesting. All right, you heard us go through that. I'm curious, you know, what's the national view of Carson Wentz based on the names Teague and I debated? 1-855-212-4227. Would you rather have Deshaun Watson over the next five? Or, I mean, some of these are obvious. Of course, mm-hmm. Luck, he's a stud. Mahomes, stud. Rodgers, obviously still a superstar when he's healthy. But you start to get to the Mayfields, the Darnolds, the Deshaun Watsons, Cam, based on his age. A couple of things to cut up, and I'm curious if you think the Eagles did the right thing by giving Wentz well over $100 million guaranteed. 1-855-212-4227. How does Dak compare to that? Mm-hmm. What is he in line for? And more specifically, we'll get to this coming up. What is Jared Goff going to get? We'll hit that. Tiki, and I purposely left that name off. We'll get to him coming up next. Tiki and Tierney. All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 1-855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way to save money. Switch to Geico. Just go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. So, a pretty interesting topic. Obviously, Carson Wentz was going to get paid. It was just a matter of how much. And this allows Teague and I to branch into the other quarterbacks around the NFL. We had a pretty good, not even really a debate, because you and I agreed on most of them. The one that we differed on, although you certainly acknowledge in a year from now, you might yeah. have a very different answer. You know, I'm fully confident, even though I expect a little bump in the road at some point this year. I would rather have, the way I positioned it over the next 5 years, I would rather have Mayfield than Wentz. You want to see a little bit more, which makes complete sense.
Baker's exciting as hell. It's hard not to be on his bandwagon, but he's still got to do it.
I hear you.
Right? Still got to do it. And Carson yeah. Wentz has done it when he's been healthy. The issue is, can he stay healthy?
We shall see. Now, I purposely left three names off there. And two, I don't think we need to waste a whole lot of time on, with all due respect to these two names. Jameis Winston and Mariota.
Yeah.
We don't need to waste time on that.
Yeah.
They need to prove to us that they were worthy of going first and second overall in the draft.
I agree. Then Jameis Winston's got... he's got the biggest job of them all because of the two, because Mariota is they love him
mm-hmm.
in Tennessee.
Yeah, I know.
They absolutely love him. So I don't think he's going anywhere. Jameis Winston, however, has had some issues.
Mm-hmm.
They are what they are, on field and off. And so you better be the baller that everybody expected you to be, especially with Bruce Arians, who is a quarterback whisperer, and down in Tampa Bay is your head coach now. Jameis has got a lot to prove. Forget about comparing him to another up-and-comer like Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to solidify his place in Tampa before he starts thinking about where he falls on any of those lists.
Yeah, I mean, most people know this, but I'm sure there's still a few people out there, you know, maybe a little more casual observers of the NFL where they say, you know, Jameis gets his act together off the field. Jameis is good. No, Jameis Winston's got to stop throwing picks. Yeah. First, he's got to get his act together off the field. Yeah. And then he's, you know, well, that's good. That's,
yeah, we feel
that
like
takes precedent over everything.
Yeah, true, but we feel like that's kind of happened.
We spent some good time with him at the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and you and I were impressed. But again, you have to go a couple of years without getting in trouble or having a misstep before we're fully convinced. We do believe he's on the right path as a person. We think we also think, and there's a difference, that he is a good person who's made some mistakes.
Agree, and got himself surrounded by some bad people.
Yeah.
Because that's what he's been taken advantage of in some regards. But that's his fault.
He's got to grow up now.
But that's his fault also.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you willfully get taken advantage or unwittingly get taken advantage of. I don't know if that was always the case.
And from a football point of view, 20 touchdowns, 14 picks. When you have Mike Evans, all you have to do is throw the ball up. You couldn't
Agreed.
Get it to DeSean Jackson.
Agreed.
I mean, you got tight ends everywhere. I mean, that is unacceptable.
It's interesting you say that because that's one of the things that Bruce Arians kind of specifically pointed out. Jameis likes to take risk.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to take a risk, make sure that the downside is nothing.
True.
Not you know, interception or touchdown, but interception or touchdown or incomplete.
Yeah.
Right? And he's always been, this is going to either be an interception or it's going to be a touchdown. All right, make it or touchdown and like
or out of bounds where it just right? kind of you know trickles harmlessly out of bounds.
Make Mike Evans make a spectacular catch.
Yep.
And if he misses it, it goes out of bounds.
I'm
not the other way.
Okay, so we have calls. We'll get them. Then I want to get into golf a little bit more specifically. Let's go to James, who's in Indianapolis, 14:30 a.m. James is on Tiki and Tiri. Talk some quarterbacks. When's getting paid? James, what's up, buddy? How are you today?
Hey, doing great. Thank you very much. And by the way, Tiki, you're one of my favorite ball players of all time.
I appreciate you.
I really appreciate you.
Thank you, James.
Thank you. Yes, sir. And so, again, I think I go with you on Baker Mayfield because you have a window of opportunity to build a team around, which they've done the best I've seen of putting it out there. You know, they're actually willing to put the money out there where I'm a Colts fan. I mean, and they're not putting money out there, but we're doing okay.
Yeah.
So I think we should be fine.
We actually have a good GM now.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a competent GM.
But I think Baker's great, but here's what I would do, man, with the price of quarterback going up so much. Yeah. I would almost have a backup plan for when he comes available because you're going to have a really great team around Baker Mayfield. Now, you know, we don't lose fans, so we sign him for whatever the cap's going to be then. But just in case, you can get a quarterback, I believe, that once you have a talent around there, if you got winning going on, and finally change a culture, just have a backup plan. That's all I say.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the call there, James. Appreciate that. How about Neil in South Carolina says, Wentz probably not worth that amount of money. He's on 100.3 FM, and Neil is on Tiki and Tierney. Neil, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Neil.
So what I said was, Wentz 100% not worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a guy who gets injured as much as he does, you just simply can't pay him that much. The only way you pay a guy who gets injured like that is if they're a certified Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
LeBron in NBA, Ovechkin in NHL, somebody like that. You can't. Wentz isn't even on that level.
What would you have done? What would you have done? How would you have run the show? I'm going to give you all the power. What are you doing?
Well, first, I'm negotiating that deal a little bit better.
Well, how do you know they didn't?
I think that's way too. Whatever money they were thinking about giving them, you should have cut that in half.
Okay, that's unrealistic, Neil.
Yeah.
Half.
The only thing that I would argue that the Eagles could have done, and Neil, you're onto something, but the mechanics of it work so differently in the NFL, and this is what I was just talking about. It frustrates the heck out of me. Mm. Quarterbacks demand I have to be the next highest paid. On some measurable,
yeah.
Whether it's the average
AAV,
yeah, exactly.
Total guarantee,
whatever,
total or guarantee.
Not getting done otherwise,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you have to do that. The only fault I have with the Eagles is they didn't have to do it this year. So if they wanted to put pressure on Carson Wentz to, hey, dude, prove you can stay healthy,
mm-hmm.
put him in his fifth-year option, which they had already picked up,
yep.
and pay him close to what a franchise tag would be, but it's significantly less than $32 million a year,
yep.
And make him prove it again. Mm. And if he does and stays healthy without Nick Foles peeking over his shoulder, then you pay him that much money. But, I mean, the reason that the Eagles had to do this now, and we appreciate your call, Neil, is there's a reckoning coming for the Eagles contract-wise. Guys are getting old. Chris Long just retired. Like, there's guys what's the safety? Why am I forgetting his name? Malcolm Jenkins. He's getting a little bit up in age.
Mm-hmm.
There is a turnover that's just, it's going to happen. and they have to take care of this massive contract with Carson Wentz that you know is coming. It's either now or next year or the year after. You know it's coming. Get it out of the way now. Take your medicine for a year or so. They're still going to be good because some of these guys are still playing.
You think so?
But I mean,
I'm saying you would think you would think they'll be still.
You would think so? But honestly, I can't predict it. I don't know.
Nobody knows in the NFL.
But
it's
at some point,
wacky.
they're going to have to re-up. They have to restock the cupboards and to have this one out of the way before the salary cap goes up because it's going to keep going up. Stadium naming rights, gambling money, all that stuff is coming in, which is going to boost the cap to a stupid number, probably 220.
As it should be.
In the next year.
As it should be.
And by then, this deal with Carson Wentz, it's $32 million a year.
It's going to be a deal.
It's going to feel like a deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in that regard, it's smart.
Okay.
But I understand if you're just looking at it at surface level, I mean, he hasn't done enough consistently because of injuries to say, you deserve to be the highest paid quarterback in the league based on guaranteed money.
So can I assume that the only other option that you just described it, maybe, have him play out that fifth year.
Yep.
It seems like that's what you would do with Jared Goff.
That's definitely what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Jared
there's
Goff.
No way you could give Jared definitely. Goff this. I mean, this kind of money. There's no way.
I understand that when the new offense came in and Sean McVay resurrected his career. Mm-hmm. So much of that was built on Todd Gurley's back, man. And we saw the struggle in the postseason when Todd wasn't Todd. Now, I know C.J. Anderson was there and doing his thing, but C.J. Anderson's not Todd Gurley.
And even without Cooper Kupp.
Exactly right.
Who was a nice safety valve for him.
But we saw the tick down.
Yeah, that's what
right?
I mean.
And so he's got a lot of proving to do.
I agree. Listen, at least with Carson Wentz, you could say he is a physical specimen. He can run when he's healthy. He can run through you. He can run around you.
He needs to stop running at all.
That's true.
That's his issue. He thinks he's invincible.
But there's nothing that Jared Goff does or possesses that's special.
No.
He has, an average arm, maybe a slightly above. Carson Wentz can let it rip.
Yeah.
When he just drops back and plants his foot and lets it fire, I mean, he's got a rocket. Mm-hmm. That's not what Jared Goff has.
No.
He's skinny.
He needs the pieces.
Yeah, he does. He's not physically imposing. He's all about timing and having protection and going through his progressions and having an innovative, tricked-up offense to make sure his numbers are where they need to be. You don't just, at least with Carson Wentz, you could say to an extent, not that you want to do this too much with a guy who's making $30 million, he could freelance and he could will you to 30 points if he had to against a decent team. Jared Goff's not doing that.
I hear you.
He's not that talent.
No, I think you're right.
And I think deep down the Rams know that.
Yep.
I think deep down, I think somewhere close to the surface the Rams know that.
Which is why they're not changing their timetable but getting the deal done with Jared Goff.
Yeah, I think Rams fans know that. I think the rest of the NFL knows that. And if Jared Goff hit the market, which I don't envision him doing, but if he ever did, I don't think he's getting chased like Kirk Cousins got chased.
No.
I just don't see that.
And think of all the money that the Rams spent to surround him on both sides, not just on the offensive side, but the defensive side.
And how about what was the left tackle they brought him from Cincinnati? Well, I'm forgetting his name right now.
Whitworth.
It's been a while since we talked football.
Whitworth.
One of the best pickups in the last 5 or 10 years of any team.
Right. He's getting old, but.
Yeah, he is. He's in this mid to late. I mean, he's 36 now, 37.
I think you're right.
Whitworth played a long time for Cincy. So they gave him optimal conditions, and there was still a lot where we're like, ooh.
They tried to buy the way. They got there, man, but they didn't win it.
Okay. Speaking of winning, Pats won again. These rings are getting out of control. You see the highlights from the party last night? Brady chugging beers. I'll have a little fun with that after Axe Update. Football at the 40s coming up. Here's Rich. Okay, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. On this Friday around the country, appreciate you hanging out with us here on the radio, of course, the Tube, CBS Sports Network here on the simulcast, 3 to 6 Eastern, noon to 3 Pacific, 1-855-212-4227 on Twitter. And we're going to get back to hoops, final hour, all NBA tonight. Clay's going to go, no Durant, looking more probable, I think Durant's going to play.
It's
game five.
Yeah.
I do. I think he's going to play game five. You're less certain based on what you said yesterday.
Man.
I know.
I'm just going to show up and play.
But we haven't seen him do anything. I'm sure he's not just sitting there getting ice and stim.
They talked about it. He went out. He was supposed to go out on the court, and it went okay.
Yeah.
Not great.
Yeah.
And so he hasn't really done much.
All right. We'll get back to that coming up. Top of the hour. All hoops here. Warriors trying to even this thing up to a piece tonight. 4.5-point favorites at Oracle. We'll see what happens there. Football at the 40s. You ready to roll?
I am.
Got some good stories. Let's go. Here it is.
40-yard kick, right hash mark.
40 yards on the return.
A 40-yard touchdown.
40 yards.
You love football. We love football. So we give you football every day. It's Football at the 40 with Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, let's face it. A lot of people like what the Jets did this offseason and really what they've been getting. Finally got the quarterback, Sam Darnold. You bring in Le'Veon Bell. You bring in Jamison Crowder. Mm-hmm. You get a stud with Quentin Williams at the draft slot. He falls to you miraculously. So the Jets have received a lot of love this offseason in spots. They've also been hammered in spots because they allowed their former GM to spend like a drunken sailor when he hits town after being at sea for 9 months. Basically $200 million.
But if it pans out.
Oh, I'm saying. But they allowed him to do all that and then draft the players they drafted, not just Williams, the other players as well. Then they fired him. However, according to our own Jason Lockenfor, CBS Sports, Jason's got the report that the Jets and Eagles, this is a name that we've heard for a long time, Joe Douglas, remains in play and is the likely next GM of the Jets. Yeah. You like this?
Joe Douglas has been the VP of player personnel for the Eagles for the last three years or so, and he's really good. He's got a great reputation down there. He's learned a lot working in that organization, and he's got a good relationship with this current regime.
Jake Glazer a little bit, doesn't it?
Does look like it a little bit. And so it works. And is it ideal? Who knows? Because of the length of time that it took to get this done. I think there was at least six candidates they interviewed. So is it ideal? Probably not. But is it right for Joe D? Yeah, I think it is.
You know, Santa just asked me in my ear, do I prefer or would it be better to get somebody who's already done this job? Yeah, of course, I prefer somebody who's been in the trenches as a GM. However, when you're part of the Ravens scouting department and you're around Ozzie Newsome as much as he was from 2000 to 2015, and obviously you're a big part of winning a Super Bowl, I mean, there's a lot of highlights on that resume. I'm pretty good with this
name. You've seen it be done right enough. But he doesn't have the experience. That's the thing that gives you a little bit of pause.
That's true. And here's the exact tweet from Jason. Every expectation remains that Joe Douglas will be the Jets' next general manager. Hearing the sides discussing financials over a budget for money to pay his staff as he reshapes the front office. As long as it doesn't fall apart, the announcement could come this week. So it looks like Adam Gase has his counterpart. Jets moving in on Joe Douglas. The Chicago Bears still trying to get this kicking situation resolved here, and they are really reaching deep into the well to test the mettle of the candidates here. And you gotta like this a little.
I think I
like this. It's called Augusta Silence, okay? And the special teams coordinator, Chris Tabor, spoke about this, and it's what you think. It's basically a different way to get in somebody's head, see how they respond. Go ahead.
You just try to add pressure each and every day. Obviously, we're doing the Augusta Silence. I mean, that's been awesome. And when you stand back there and it's silent, it is, and you're alone out on the field, it is different than standing over here on the sideline. I am used to people yelling at me. My daughters and my wife will yell at me, so I'm used to it. But so when it's quiet out there, it is a different feeling.
Okay, and by the way, the Bears have brought in 8 different kickers to the minicamp over the course of the spring. I'm not sure if all 8 of them went through this newly implemented Augusta Silence.
Yeah.
But you're the former player. What's more ominous? When it's loud and you can, or when it's deafening? The silence is deafening.
I don't know which one is harder, but it's very different because you never have silence out there, so it's different. It's just different, and I guess putting them in a different stimulation and giving them a different type of stimulation just kind of tests where your mind is.
I agree.
And so I think it's a good thing. Football is nothing like golf. It's why I play golf so badly. Mm-hmm. I want to just muscle through it. But if there is one position that is like golf, it is the kicker.
Uh-huh.
Because there's pressure on making one swing of your leg.
A repeatable swing,
and making a ball go exactly where you want it to go. So if there's one analogy to golf, it's kicking. In the NFL. So to have that, screaming and then silence and who can perform any of the one, it's a great test. I like it.
I like it, too. And D-Cell just said to me in my ear, he said, but what NFL stadium is going to be silent on a Sunday? That's not the point. It's basically a mental warfare here.
Yeah.
It's just testing a different part of the brain, the depths, you know, how resourceful are you? I would rather be somewhere where it's crazy.
Yeah.
because it almost blends in.
You're right.
But when you start hearing the bird chirp and the owl hooting over here,
you didn't put that in, Samter, right? That actually happened, right? That's funny.
Oh, I actually hey,
listen.
You,
listen to that again.
No, I heard it. That wasn't us dropping that in. That was actually. See, that would that tests you in a different way.
Listen to this.
I heard it. Go ahead.
You just try to add pressure each and every day. Obviously, we're doing the Augusta Silence. I mean, that's been awesome. And when you stand back there, and it's,
that's great.
That is fantastic. Takes another one. All right. The Colts never contacted the woman, who was accused, the draft pick of the sexual assault. We saw the story. Linebacker from Stanford, Bobby Okereke, is he's in the middle of something here. And we're all trying to figure out why the Colts did not reach out and get the claims.
I think there's a couple of reasons here. There's a couple of reasons here, BT. So this happened 4 years ago when he was a freshman. And he was accused of a sexual assault. He went to see, for those who don't know the story, the female, the accuser, decided to have this adjudicated on campus at Stanford as opposed to taking it to the police. They voted 3-2 that something had happened, but at Stanford, it has to be 4-1, otherwise you get off. So because it was 3-2 and not 4-1, he was, I use the word acquitted, but that's not the right term.
I got you.
He was acquitted of this, and he lived an exemplary.
Exonerated?
Yeah.
That's still a legal term, too. No, I know what you mean.
He had a pristine record from then on.
Yep.
And if it hadn't been exposed somehow, most of us wouldn't have known about it. And Chris Ballard and the team talked about knowing that this existed, but they didn't feel like they needed to, I guess, acknowledge it. They do that for a couple of reasons, BT. I think one, he was a kid, so to protect him and his record. Two, probably to protect the accuser. And three, because it had been so long, they didn't think it would be an issue. The problem is in 2019, it's always an issue if there's a history of any kind.
Yeah. He was a kid to us. He was still 18 or 19 years of age when this alleged incident took place here.
We also don't know what happened.
No, I trust me. I'm not saying I want to ruin the young man's future, but I you have to ask.
Yeah, and they talked to him. By the way, this came up in the way the Colts found out about this.
Yep.
Is that they,
he was forthright.
They asked him, is there anything in your background that you want us to know about?
Yep.
And he told them. He could have said, no, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And he told
and
them.
I wonder if he said that, would that have precluded them from drafting him? Like, if they needed to hear him be honest, would that, if he wasn't honest, because they already knew, according to the story in The Athletic,
I think they knew because he told them. They didn't know otherwise. It's sealed. It's a juvenile record, so I don't think anybody had this, right? And so the only reason the Colts knew was because he told them.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, should they have talked to the girl? Yeah, but they might not have even known who the girl was. She left Stanford. And was not there any longer, so they might not have been able to get in touch. We don't know.
We'll see. All right. Pats get their Super Bowl rings, and they are the largest ones ever. I mean, these things are just getting bigger and bigger. They're going to be as big as footballs pretty soon. It's the largest one ever. This is per Jostens. Crafted in 10-karat gold, it features the Pats logo, brought to life through a custom-cut red and blue stone. 38 diamonds surround the logo with an additional diamond set in the star. The logo rests atop 6 Lombardi trophies set with 123 diamonds, each accented with a Marquise cut diamond. I mean, these things are getting... Look at that picture of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Look at those
ridiculous
things.
With his nice...
He's looking thin. Yeah. He's looking young.
Yeah.
Nice set of hair. Good teeth. Giselle's right next to him, I'm sure. He's hanging out. He was swinging beers, too.
He was.
I love that he... I love when I see... Because there were times where I felt like he was getting a little weird. A little too eccentric for my taste. Not a bad guy.
They're the McCourty twins.
We've had him on the show
many
times.
Devin has three. Jason has one.
I like when Tom Brady humanizes himself.
Yeah,
I think
it's
a really good look for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he does that on occasion.
I got to tell you, this Pats dynasty is going to end at some point. I think we're going to miss it.
No, I'm not going to miss it. I'm
going to miss it because there's something about the exceptional way that they've done it.
But it's not a conventional dynasty. You know, hit the ad. We might have hit that. We got to get that.
missing.
There's Gronk, by the way.
That was football at the 40 with Kiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio.
Gronk definitely was out of his mind. You see the trophy that he dented here. I don't know what he was doing, bunting or whatever. And there's he put a dent, and they didn't fix it. They're not going to fix it. Gronk.
I mean,
what a maniac.
I don't think. Well, you're asking the wrong guy if we're going to miss it because they've ruined my football life for 20 years. But independent of my fandom, I know it's a dynasty,
yeah,
but it doesn't feel like one because there's so many different moving parts.
True, true.
Not a conventional
dynasty. But it is. The reason I say you're going to miss it, they're the villain, man. It doesn't matter. Unless you're a Pats fan, they're the villain.
I'd rather them be insignificant.
When you have a consistent villain, it makes it interesting.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.